PW 14-53. Dan?
Thank you. That motion was from 2 weeks ago, and the motion was to recommend implementation of a temporary closure of Maple Avenue from Depot Street to Veterans Parkway effective May 1, 2014, for a minimum length of 2 months. And that was, the purpose of that closure was to assess how traffic would function if the Maple Avenue crossing were eliminated on a permanent basis. There was no action on that motion. It was postponed to this meeting, and I think the main reason was more information was needed as to how this might impact the adjacent businesses. So after that meeting,
Mr. Chairman, just a point of clarification, the motion was actually postponed, but the motion now is being brought back, so it is a standing motion right now. Is that correct? Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
The motion, thank you for the clarification.
The motion requires action before we move on. Yes. And at that time, I think there was more information sought after as to how this might impact the adjacent businesses. So what staff had done since that time is we sent a letter to those in the surrounding area most likely to be impacted. And then I did follow up with phone calls and spoke with, I think, all of them that are in this area. So I started with Quick Trip. Of course, they're right here in the corner. This is the intersection we're talking about at Maple, with Quick Trip being right there. I talked to the local manager, and of course, they were very concerned about the loss of the crossing and felt they would have representation here at this meeting and probably some corporate folks to state just what the specific impacts would be in their estimation. However, I got a call later in the week then from their director of real estate, the corporate real estate director, and it was a little bit different story. He said they understand that this is somewhat out of the city's control, and it's certainly out of their control. His words were they understand that these things happen, and they felt that they could deal with it, although they did prefer not to see it happen. So it was a little softer of a concern than I thought initially. I guess the temporary closure scenario would allow everyone to assess just what the impact would be and whether or not that it's a significant impact or not. Next, to talk with St. Vincent here on the corner of Arnold and Central Maple. Of course, their back parking lots are all accessed off of Maple Avenue, and that's how their customers know how to find them. They were concerned that it would impact their customers' ability to get into their location, and of course, they preferred not to see it closed either. I did talk with Central State Supply. Let me go here first. This is Sensory Effects, used to be Quality Ingredients. They have, since we provided this or implemented this right turn restriction, they've retrained all of their drivers to come in off of Vine Avenue. So their trucks, both inbound and outbound, use Vine Avenue, most of them up to Arnold Street and then into their site. Occasionally they get a new driver who will come on Depot Street and into the site this way, but they don't use the Maple Crossing anymore for their trucks. Their employees, they don't have a lot of customers that come to their site, so they felt that the Maple Avenue closure would not be an impact for them. Central State Supply, which is located right here, same story with the trucks. They use Maple to either Depot or Arnold and come in from the east. He did say, however, that their customers, a lot of their customers, use Maple Avenue to Depot and then into the Central State this way. So he felt it would be a significant impact for them and their customers getting in and out, and he strongly preferred that it not be closed. Also talked with Sternweiss over here, similar situation, that they've trained their trucks to use Vine to Arnold, or if they're northbound, they would use Central Avenue up here. From a personal perspective, they would hate to see it closed, but she didn't think it would affect their business operations. The only other one that I have not had a chance to talk to yet is, this is a building on the corner of Depot and Maple. Figgies used to operate in there. They had a small operation. They no longer operate in the building. It's vacant now, and it's currently for sale. I do have a call scheduled with the owners of that building for later this week to discuss their concerns about it. I'm guessing if they're trying to sell a building, they might be sensitive to that closure and access into that building. In general, though, concerns that were voiced were more limited than I was expecting. I was expecting stronger concerns, and not to downplay it, because there were still, especially Central State Supply was very concerned about how their customers are going to get in, since they've already, you know, had this established route that most are using to get into their place of business. And I was surprised, of course, by Quick Trip's response that that they realized that these things happen and that they would try to deal with it. But so those were the responses I got in talking to those businesses. I'd be happy to try to answer any more questions. Maybe before I do that, I'd mention two other things. The main investigator from the OCR who brought this forward to us, this idea of closure, his name is Tom Clowder. I talked to him last week, and he said he was planning to come to our council meeting next week. So those kinds of questions that were asked earlier, might have an opportunity to ask those at the council meeting next week, which I think is good. Mr. Penker brought up some good questions, and there hasn't been a lot of detail provided other than the crash history, and that's what they're relying on heavily, is that there is a crash history here, and they feel it's significant enough to do something, and sooner rather than later is their approach. The other thing I'll mention is that we learned on Friday of last week that the CN plans to do some crossing improvements at the Central Avenue crossing here. If you've been over that lately, that timber crossing is pretty rough, and they want to redo that crossing this spring. And we certainly don't want to have Maple closed when they come in to work on that. So if we were to choose to close Maple on a temporary basis, that May 1st date probably isn't likely. It probably would be later after this work on Central is scheduled and reopened. So that date would be somewhat up in the air at this point yet. But with that, I guess I'd try to answer any more questions that might be out there.
Yeah. What did the OCR think about the signals being changed that would, you know, clear the crossing after the gates are down? Did they talk on that at all?
Yes, I did ask this Tom Clowder that question. His response was, we don't know if that will help. What we do know now is that there's a crash history developing, whether it's due to driver error or some other reason, and they didn't feel they could wait to see what would happen. With these single changes, they felt they needed to do something now to act sooner, so something else didn't happen there.
Okay. If Maple were closed, which I'm not in favor of, the railroad typically rebuilds those, like Central Avenue, every once, about 8 years, every 8 years. So we'd be in the same spot in 8 years. We'd only have Chestnut to detour them on and Vine. And I mean, you know, I hate to see Maple go.
Right. That's a great point. That when there's maintenance that comes up on these crossings, or you know, for whatever reason, sometimes a signal isn't operating and they have to close a crossing temporarily. It could create a real problem for us if Maple is closed, no doubt about that.
Mr. Butkey.
I'm glad to hear that if we're going to look at this, that it would be later. But when we change things, when we change zoning, what have you, we don't do a trial on it. We do planning. We do, in this case, we should do the traffic counts, which you're talking about doing, but not when you close it, before you close it. See how many cars and pedestrians are going to be going elsewhere. New software was talked about, like Gary said. They should let us try that. What's the future developments? Dan, you mentioned about the building that Figgy's used to be in. Maybe somebody's going to need that or want that area with that crossing. And not just that, we have to be looking at the future. When you close a crossing lane, it's gone, folks. You're not getting it back. That we got to keep in mind. And the pedestrian things, I think I beat that to death, but you're not going to keep pedestrians from going across that area. You're not going to. If you don't believe that, in the wintertime, watch where people walk. Post office area, for example. We're going to put a fence up there to make them go a little bit farther to the corner, but that's just a little ways, and they'll go across there. They're going to go to the easiest area. So to try to tell me it's safety, that's baloney. I saw John Spiros today, just happened to run into John, and I mentioned to him about that we should be talking to our legislators and seeing what they think about this. That is a state employee, this railroad guy. It's not with the Canadian National, it's a state position. And he mentioned that's not in his district, that we should contact Mr. Culp. I think we should be doing that. I talked to the mayor. He got a few calls on this. And he indicated he wouldn't want to do this until at least September. And I agree with him. We're doing maple paving on the south end. Should we be doing that then? This road's going to go nowhere. It stops at Carroll's. Now it's going to stop the other way. Why are we going through? Why are we going to build this road? I know it needs work, but that's another road you're shutting off. That's not going to go anywhere. I think you better be thinking of this because, again, remember, once you close it, it's gone. And I'm very sensitive. That's in my district. We already said, well, they can go on Vine. Some of them are on Vine. I don't believe Vine's a truck route all the way to the north, not past my house. I think it stops somewhere around Arnold, but I could be wrong on that. But, boy, let's look into this before we jump into this.
Hey, Mike. One other thing, when you talk about safety, Maple's as safe as any crossing we have in town, as far as I'm concerned. And if you put all that traffic on Central Avenue, where a good share of it will go, you're just adding to the problem on Central Avenue. Here, at least, you're dividing the traffic up a little bit.
Rather than close the street, I'd be in favor of bringing back the whistles. I know that was an issue in town, but I've lived here most of my life, and those whistles were always there prior to 10 years ago or whenever this thing first started. And I think we got carried away with some of this whistle business. And I really don't see an issue with having it through the downtown. If that's what they have to do, if they have to blow their whistle in order to keep this road open, I'm in favor of that.
Anyone else? Mr. Wagner.
I said this last time, and I'll say it again. This is, in fact, out of our hands. The decision as to whether or not this crossing will be closed isn't really lying here with us. It's lying with the Commissioner of Railroads. He's the one who's going to make the decision. Unfortunately, it may be a political decision. Unfortunately, it may be. Basically, I think we should come to grips with the fact that this crossing is going to be closed, and the matter is whether we pay for it all out of our pocket or if we get the Canadian National to share the expenses with us. I've heard talk about being able to negotiate with the Commissioner of Rails. I don't know if that's possible. I think that I know they have the ultimate authority, and they wield it ruthlessly. I've seen them do it before, but I guess I would like to see this passed with a date on it to maybe put off beyond what did we say, May 1st in the original motion, right? And the original recommendation, maybe we should be talking about July 1st, clothing, and have them do, as I understand it, Dan was going to do the traffic counts anyway before the closing took place. He's going to do before and after counts, if I'm not mistaken. So some of the data that Mr. Butke is requesting is going to be gathered anyway, before there's any closing. So anyway, but I don't see that we have a lot of choice in the matter. If I don't know if there can be any negotiation with the Commissioner of Rails, and I don't know what he would negotiate, to be perfectly honest.
I'd like to add one thing. I just had a public safety meeting this afternoon in Rapids. From the Auburndale Railroad track, probably to all the way, probably to Junction City, they're having seven-hour delays. The train is blocking the road for 7 hours. They haven't been, the Railroad Commission has been, whoever it is, has been sent citations. Four citations already. They haven't answered one of them. These people can't even get out of their driveway for 7 hours. They're not getting anywhere with the railroad. So I don't know. Yeah, I say, you know, have a good time with it, but the sheriff says he's just fit to be tied. We got people that can't get out of their driveway to go anywhere just because the train sits there. And because, you know, like they said, there's nobody at the caboose anymore. There's no way to break the train. So whatever you want to do, I'm receptive. But I'm dealing with railroads on both ends of the county, and we're not getting anywhere with one down there. We probably won't get anywhere with them up here either. Gary?
If we decide that we shouldn't close it, I'm sure that the OCR will listen to our, you know, reasons. And at that point, he would make his decision. But I think we should have a voice in it at least and not say, here, just go ahead and take it.
Yep.
Mr. Butkey.
You know, you bring up a good point, Mike, you know, about that they're hard to deal with. But, you know, it was brought up here before. What's going to be next? Is Vine going to be next? Is Central going to be next? And we're going to just say, well, they can do that. We're not trying. Let's talk to the legislators once. Let's get them involved. And John indicated that we should do that. We should be talking to somebody there. They're a state employee. They do have bosses. All we're asking, I'm not saying it's going to be closed or it's not going to be closed, but we're not trying. We're just saying, oh, they can do it, so we better do it. Well, that's never, I've never abided by that type of logic.
Mr.
Conklin. The cost, the railroad will be in, once the order comes down, the railroad will be there the next day, and they'll take the crossing surface out, and it won't be long, the signals will be gone, but they'll have it closed the day the order comes down. And they're responsible for the track surface, and I don't know how many feet from the center of the track to remove. So a lot of that expense will be the railroads.
Tom? Well, and just following up with that, when we talk about data collection, one of the things that we're doing is that we are going to collect data of how many cars a day are traveling across Maple Avenue, how many cars are traveling at this location. We also want to take some counts on Arnold Street here, mid-block Arnold Street here, and then Arnold Street going towards Peach Avenue, as well as Vine Avenue and some of the turns on Vine. With the closing of Maple, we want to know, where is this traffic going? Are there other improvements that are going to be scattered at other locations beyond just this intersection that need to be made in order to make things safer at other locations? Just to let you know, this is where we're going with the traffic study that goes with that. One of the things that, you know, we've seen numerous cars try to drive around this corner here and get onto Central Avenue. We'll have to make sure we have proper signage to make sure that that doesn't happen. As Mr. Butkey described about the new software, yes, back in mid-February, the Department of Transportation submitted revised programmings to be put into the controllers at the various crossings with the railroad tracks along Veterans Parkway. These, we signed an agreement to maintain these signals, but any changes to programming has to be approved and by the DOT. Under their direction, we modified those traffic signals, and you'll notice that southbound traffic gets a green light, and it actually will hold that green light until the gates are down. And that's to prevent any vehicle from actually being in that zone where they have a conflict with the train. Currently, right now, it's programmed at a worst-case scenario. And as you recall, we went through and requested some dollars to buy new controllers. And I've been on the phone today, actually, with the DOT. I'm trying to get the other pieces to this puzzled so that we can get these new controllers and the gate down signal in so that we can get that issue taken care of so we can cut off the green light when the gate is actually down.
So there are, it, right now it is causing some significant delays on Veterans Parkway because of this programming. So I just wanted to kind of just add some clarification on what we have out there.
Sure. You know, one thing that we haven't heard yet is the number of trains that are coming through town. If we are averaging, say, 25 to 30 trains a day, and you close off an intersection, that in itself causes multiple problems throughout the day, and how much delay you're actually going to get at those crossings. If you look at the trains that are coming through, we're seeing units coming through 300, 400, 500, sometimes 600 axles. So that means you're bringing trains through that are approaching 7,500 feet, which adds a time element that hasn't been mentioned yet. Now, obviously, when a train's going, you can't get across the tracks. But if it's, how much of a backup do you create at the other crossings then? And all you got to do is monitor the detector site up in North Marshfield. And it's rare that you have a train coming through that's less than 300 axles. And Garrett, what's 300? 55,000 feet, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So just another thing to consider.
I guess just one final thought, and that is, from me anyway, and then you can do with it as you will, but I know it feels good to stand up to authority. I do it all the time. And I'm usually on the wrong side of an 8-2 or 9-1 vote, you know, but I do it all the time. But I know it feels good to do that, but there's a reality here as to who has the ultimate power to make the decision. And like I said, we're sitting here debating whether or not we should close it. That's not really our decision. That's going to happen from the Commissioner of Railroads. That's who's actually going to make the decision. And maybe we better just look at reality and deal with reality. I know Gary says, well, Tom says, we're not fighting back. Well, yeah, I'm not going to call the witch doctor a phony, if you know what I mean.
Okay, hold on. Dan?
Just a couple things. Some of the questions that we'd like to have answers to, we won't be able to answer unless we try a temporary closure and see where traffic is going. I mean, we can definitely count where cars are today, but to predict where they're going to go if Maple is closed is very difficult. That's why the temporary closure would actually allow us to count traffic once it finds a new location, and then we can do a comparison of before and after traffic counts. And there may be other questions that we really can't answer until we see how traffic operates once it's closed on a temporary basis. And that's why it's been promoted as a temporary closure, not a permanent closure. The other thing is that I tried to find out from other communities that may have gone through this and what their experience has been. And I haven't gotten much information, but the village of Bruce has had a similar issue where the railroad offered them some money to close two crossings in their small community, and the residents wanted their village board to resist that, and so they did. And then a hearing was held back in November, and the decision hasn't been made yet. But I talked with the former town chairman last week, and he expects that he's going to rule in favor of the railroad on this, and that they're going to lose their crossings and the money that they would have gotten on that. Now, that's only one example, and doesn't mean that our outcome would be the same, but from those I have talked to, I think Alderman Wagner is correct in that in most cases the OCR will prevail. Now, we certainly can try to make that argument. I suspect we'd have an opportunity through a hearing process to make a case for keeping the closure open. But the risk is there that any cost sharing that might have been on the table isn't anymore. Now, is that really a big factor? I'm not sure. If you look at all the costs that might be involved in closing the crossing, yes, the railroad would remove the signals and the crossing material. We'd have some pavement to remove in advance. We have turn lanes in both directions that wouldn't need to be there anymore. We have some signal modifications that you'd want to make. So all those things could add up. We haven't done a cost estimate on that, and that would be one step we'd take as we move forward with this, but there could be some sizable costs associated with it.
Gary?
Two months seems like a long time to me to count cars. Would it take 2 months to come up with a good study?
The reason we picked 2 months is you need a little bit of time for people to readjust their travel patterns. So you give people a few weeks for that. With all the locations that Tom had pointed out that we want to count, we can't do all those at one time. So you'd maybe count one location for a week. Tom, how many sets of counters do we have?
We have 10 sets of counters, and I think I have like 12 or 13 areas that I want to count for this.
Okay, so we would need at least a couple of weeks to count all those areas. But could it be narrowed down from 2 months? It might be able to be a little bit shorter. But definitely, 4 to 6 weeks, I would say you'd want to try this.
Tom?
This is no surprise disagreeing with Mr. Wagner. But we're not trying to fight the closure. We're trying to, at least what I'm hearing from my fellow people here on it, what we're fighting for is to try these things with the software to try to get traffic counts beforehand and move it back. You're right. We probably won't have a say in it. That's not what I'm arguing. I still believe you close that down, you're not going to get it open, folks. And I'm going to tell you, if you guys that are against it, if that was happening in your district, you'd have a different take on it than what you do. I think you're not thinking of the city. I think you're just thinking, well, it's not near me. And if you don't believe that, people start calling these guys and tell them what's what.
I did. Gordy.
Much has been said about the fact that if we close this, we'll never get it open again. Is there any way to get them to say that this isn't true? They, meaning either the state or whoever's in charge of this, could we get some kind of guarantee that this is just a study?
Put it in writing.
Yeah, in writing, I guess, is what I'm talking about. Can we get this, that they aren't going to close it down just because we've closed it? I'm all for this study, too, but I don't want it closed automatically just because it becomes closed.
What are they hearing? Well, you aren't going to get a true study if the street's open. There's no way you're going to divert traffic to see where it goes. And if you think you can, you got to tell me how you're going to do it. When they can still travel Maple, you cannot get a true study. It's impossible. And I'll go either way you people want, but if the railroad comes, and I know what we're dealing with the railroad, they're not very conducive. When the county gets done with it, they're really going to be mad, I'm afraid. So they're going to be mad at the whole county when it's all done. But whatever you wish to do, it's fine, But you can't get a true study by not shutting it down. You can't divert the traffic the way you want it.
The traffic's going to go to Central Avenue, the shortest route. They aren't going to go down to Vine if they don't have to.
I agree.
What's your pleasure? We're going to be at this. How long we want to be at this?
I'm finished.
Is there a motion, or are we just going to...
Yeah, there is
a motion.
Okay, a motion and a second.
A motion and a second was from leftover from the last meeting.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Wait a minute. I'd like clarification on that motion from last week or 2 weeks ago. What did it actually say?
Sure. I will read it here.
The There was a motion by Wagner, second by Earl, to recommend implementation of a temporary closure of Maple Avenue from Depot Street to Veterans Parkway, effective May 1, 2014, for a minimum length of 2 months.
Do we need to amend that to, do we want to leave the date as May 1?
Yeah, probably will not happen at May 1 with this recent information on the work to be done at Central. So, you know, an amendment might be in order to push that date back to something else. I don't know that I can give you a time frame as to when that would be. If you feel the length of time is too long at 2 months, you could consider shortening that up as well.
I'll make a motion to amend it to read that the Maple Avenue Railroad crossing at Veterans Parkway be closed temporarily, starting on a date to be determined by the Director of Public Works for a period of time not less than 2 months. Because he's going to have to figure out what to do about that Central Avenue crossing, right?
Is it possible to pursue and see if we can get a confirmation from the railroad that it's not a binding closure? Is there any way we can ask a question like that and see if it's not a binding closure?
I can ask the question. If it's. And if I can confirm that this Tom Clowder would be here next week at our council meeting, that question could be asked then as well. But that's who I would call tomorrow and see if I can get a clarification on that.
I made that as an amendment, so.
Yeah.
Gordy's a second.
He did, okay.
Gordy seconded it?
Nobody made a motion.
Don't help me here.
No, they didn't have to. He went.
Yeah. Oh, the last time.
He amended the original motion.
It would take a second to amend that motion.
Right.
And a vote on that.
Well, I'll second it so we can vote on it.
Okay,
read back the amendment so everybody understands what we're talking about. You have it.
Okay, this would be a motion by Wagner, second by Cummings, to amend motion PW14-53. That the closure of Maple Avenue from Depot Street to Veterans Parkway be effective on a date to be determined by the Director of Public Works for a minimum length of 2 months.
To the possibility, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
Okay, we have to vote on the amendment first.
Yes.
All those in favor, you want to vote by the board?
Yep.
Okay. I don't have a board in front of me.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, I'll vote for you, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
I'll even vote for you.
I could have done it for Mike, but.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, look at that.
4-3, yeah.
Medic's here.
Dude, I know.
Well, Luke's out there.
I can't.
Got her switch. We're not sitting in the same place as.
No,
nothing
means what. I'll just do an extra one.
Gordy,
you haven't voted yet, Gordy.
I can because my thing is over there.
Oh, you can use
that one.
I did that, and then you guys were laughing. So.
Okay, so who?
We still have some extra ones.
Bill's
has
a
call. Lana FedEx is on, yeah.
Wagner don't get two votes.
No, how the hell? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now the amendment fails. So now we go back to the original motion.
Okay. Okay. Now let me go turn that off.
I'll take care of it.
Okay. Turn it off.
I'll turn those.
Okay. Thank you. I move the previous question on the original motion. So to vote for it.
Okay. Vote. That's fine.
Okay. Why are you filled with beer?